Rush and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada went into effect at midnight Eastern time. He had for a time said he would impose a tariff of 50%. But after Ontario threatened surcharges on electricity in response, Trump reversed course. President Trump has promised to dissolve the Education Department. Over 1,300 employees laid off Tuesday evening, a source telling ABC News that most of those let go were from the offices for civil rights and federal student aid. One of the questions ABC's Mary Alice Parks is hearing:
what happens to Pell Grant recipients, and what about school lunches? There's, of course, always a concern that some of these impacts will be felt by the, frankly, the poorest and most vulnerable Americans first.
It passed the House, but a spending bill to avert a government shutdown is facing uncertainty in the Senate. 60 votes are required for passage in the Senate, so the bill needs support of at least 8 Democrats to make it to Mr. Trump's desk. This is ABC News. Suddenly, Americans are feeling pessimistic about the economy, according to the airlines.
Delta and other airlines say Americans are quickly cutting back their spending on travel. Coming out of the pandemic, travel spending was at record levels, but now Delta is slashing its first quarter earnings and revenue outlook, saying uncertainty over the U.S. economy is negatively impacting demand to travel domestically. Airlines say because of pessimism over the economy and after several recent plane crashes, consumers, companies, and the government have cut back on booking air travel. Alex Stone, ABC News.
West Virginia football coach Rich Rodriguez banning his players from dancing in TikTok videos.
I said everything today is about trying to make everybody individual. It's all about the individual. It's all about the individual. And I said football is one of the last things that was got to be more about the team than the individual. And so I banned dancing on TikTok. I guess I did that.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witness saying he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A fair amount of high clouds in the overnight as temperatures drop back into the mid-20s. We'll have a light east to northeast breeze. On Wednesday, though, skies will turn mostly sunny, but with that easterly wind coming off the lake, high temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate with Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang filling in. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. The Dow is down, 857 points right now, if I'm reading the screen right here on CNN. The business community is kind of looking at Donald Trump and his tariffs and his threats and his bluster and all this other stuff and going, huh? Not sure that's such a good idea, Donald. Don't think you should. Don't think I should have done that, right? So here we have now the very real risk that the United States is going to slide into a recession. I mean, you got Donald Trump with his on and off tariffs, but, which, by the way, there's a lot of people who are wondering, is Trump running a pump and dump scheme? He's uniquely in a position to do it. And this is a guy who, you know, has throughout his career has broken many, many laws whenever the opportunity presents itself to his profit. So, you know, say he takes, you know, $100 million, $200 million, a couple hundred million dollars, whatever, and buys puts, you know, bets that a stock, the market will go down on a basket full of stocks or maybe even on an index fund. So that, you know, it won't be easily tracked back to him. And then comes out and announces a tariff. The market crashes. Now, with puts, not only are these bets, but, you know, the market goes down 10%. You can make 100%. I mean, you can, these are leveraged, hugely leveraged bets, depending on how you organize them, how you put them together. And then once the